American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1 and repeat the words and sentences. Number 1. On sale. On sale. The cotton shirts are on sale for $8.99 each. The cotton shirts are on sale for $8.99 each. Number 2. Percent. Percent. This dress was 20% off. This dress was 20% off. Number 3. Discount. Discount. Steve got a 20% discount when he worked at Frank's department store. Steve got a 20% discount when he worked at Frank's department store. Number 4. Reduce. Reduce. We've reduced all shoes $2. We've reduced all shoes $2. Number 5. Deal. Deal. Sergeant Lester got a good deal on his car. Sergeant Lester got a good deal on his car. Number 6. Cloth. Cloth. I need some cloth to make curtains for Jimmy's bedroom. I need some cloth to make curtains for Jimmy's bedroom. Number 7. Discount. Discount. The manager will discount any item another 5%. The manager will discount any item another 5%. Number 8. Fabric. Fabric. They have every kind of fabric in this store. They have every kind of fabric in this store.
Number 9. Increase. Increase. The price on a new car increased $100 this month. The price on a new car increased $100 this month.
Number 10. Decrease. Decrease. They've decreased the price on that coat twice since last Thursday. They've decreased the price on that coat twice since last Thursday. Number 11. So. So. My sister is learning how to sew. My sister is learning how to sew. Number 12, pair. Pair. Roger needs a new pair of tennis shoes and a pair of blue jeans. Roger needs a new pair of tennis shoes and a pair of blue jeans. Number 13, receipt. Receipt. Here's your receipt for the clothes you just bought. Here's your receipt for the clothes you just bought. Number 14, waste. Waste. Charlie has a 32-inch waist. Charlie has a 32-inch waist. Number 15, hips. Hips. These pants are too tight in the hips. These pants are too tight in the hips. Look at figure two. First, listen to a paragraph and then select the topic. Rosa makes all of her own clothes. She uses silk to make blouses, wool to make skirts and pants, and polyester to make dresses. She buys her material when it's on sale. She finds the best bargains at World of Cloth. Last week, silk was 30% off. The week before, they reduced cotton 25%. Rosa has beautiful clothes, and she saves a lot of money by making them. Now, select the topic. The topic is C. Rosa does her own sewing. Listen to the next paragraph and select the topic. Mark went to a sale at Tim's clothing store. He tried on 5 shirts, 2 suits, 3 pairs of pants, and 4 jackets. He finally bought 3 shirts, 2 pairs of jeans, and a jacket. It all amounted to $63. He really got a good deal, and all the clothes fit him just right. Now, select the topic. The topic is B, buying clothes. Now look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph. Write the transitional or connective words that you hear. These are words that connect the sentences and ideas. They keep the idea of the paragraph going. Look at the example. Last week I decided to visit my sister. First, I called her. Then, I made my plane reservation. The connective or transitional words are first and then. Now, listen to the paragraphs and write the transitional words. You will hear each paragraph twice. Paragraph number 1. Captain Jeffrey is going on leave next week. He's going to visit his sister in Oklahoma. He has many things to do. First, he must call the airlines and make his reservations. Then, he must call his sister and tell her what time he is arriving. After that, he must get someone to pick up his mail and feed his dog. And finally, he must pack his clothes. Captain Jeffrey is going on leave next week. He's going to visit his sister in Oklahoma. He has many things to do. First, he must call the airlines and make his reservations. Then, he must call his sister and tell her what time he is arriving. After that, he must get someone to pick up his mail and feed his dog. And finally, he must pack his clothes. The transitional or connective words in this paragraph are first, then, after that, and finally. Listen to the next paragraph and write the transitional or connective words you hear. Paragraph number 2. Marianne is going to the mall today. First, she will go to Susie's department store. They have all their winter clothes 30% off. Next, she'll go to Kevin's Shoes. They have tennis shoes on sale for $16, and she needs a pair. Then, she'll go to the fabric shop to get material for a new dress. After that, she'll go to Vincent's Pizza for a late lunch. They are selling their pizza at a $2 discount. Marianne is going to the mall today. First, she will go to Susie's department store. They have all their winter clothes 30% off. Next, she'll go to Kevin's Shoes. They have tennis shoes on sale for $16, and she needs a pair. Then, she'll go to the fabric shop to get material for a new dress. After that, she'll go to Vincent's Pizza for a late lunch. They are selling their pizza at a $2 discount. The transitional or connective words in this paragraph are first, next, then, and after that. Look at figure 4. Listen to a conversation. Then write the answers to the questions.
Wayne, when does your leave start?
Next Saturday.
Where are you going this year?
I'm planning to go to California, Bob. I've never been there before.
My brother lives in San Francisco. He really likes California.
I'm going to San Francisco. Give me his phone number and I'll give him a call.
Okay, he'd like that.
Where is Wayne going on his vacation? He's going to California. Repeat. He's going to California. Where does Bob's brother live? He lives in San Francisco. Repeat. He lives in San Francisco.
Are Aunt Sarah and Uncle Fred moving to Houston?
Yes, they are.
Can we visit them there?
Sure we can. It's not far from here, so we can visit them often.
Why are they moving?
Your Uncle Fred got a very good job offer in Houston. Don't worry. I know they'll be very happy there.
Where are Aunt Sarah and Uncle Fred moving? They're moving to Houston. Repeat, they're moving to Houston. Why are they moving? They're moving because Uncle Fred got a very good job offer. Repeat. They're moving because Uncle Fred got a very good job offer. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 13.